Network News.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated, the birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I was hoping to present you with some indictments today, but you know what? I don't work for the special prosecutor, Peter Fitzgerald. And I was hoping, as was all of Washington, bracing for the two most powerful men in Washington to be charged with serious crimes. Who are the two most powerful men in Washington? Well, you should know by now. If you've listened to the Inside Scoop, it's Karl Rove and Dick Cheney. George Bush, of course, does what they say, so he's not as powerful as they are. And the two men that were expected to be indicted today, and I still hope and expect will be indicted over the next couple of days, are Karl Rove, the president's own turd blossom, the person who does all his dirty tricks and has done his dirty tricks since the time he was in Texas, Mr. Smear, the guy who's made up everything from John McCain's purported bastard black child, it isn't true, to Kerry's supposed problems in Vietnam, the liars, the Swift Boat Liars campaign, also not true, and everything in between. Well, he, of course, is expected to be indicted for his role in outing a CIA agent. Dick Cheney, well, right now it's his chief of staff that's in a boatload of trouble. His chief of staff, Scooter Libby, told the special prosecutor that, hey, he just learned about Valerie Plame Wilson from press reports. He doesn't know anything about it. We now know that wasn't true. We now know he heard directly about Valerie Plame Wilson, this CIA operative who was the wife of Ambassador Joe Wilson, who had the audacity to, at Cheney and the CIA's command, go down to Niger and find out that the administration was lying about Saddam Hussein trying to get nuclear weapons. And since that time, Vice President Cheney has himself begun a smear campaign that he never thought would be exposed. Indeed, in September 2003 on Meet the Press, he said, quote, I don't know Joe Wilson. I've never met Joe Wilson. Clearly leaving the impression that he had no idea who Joe Wilson was. We now know that wasn't true. In fact, the vice president, long before that report, was working behind the scenes to discredit the ambassador who dared tell the American people the truth. And he is the one we now know who first told Scooter Libby. Scooter Libby then lied to the special prosecutor under oath, and almost certainly, I think, will be charged with perjury and obstruction of justice. Can Cheney be charged? Well, it's hard to know. The New York Times originally reported that he discussed what he said under oath with the special prosecutor. Now they've backed off and said, oh, they didn't put the vice president under oath. But you know what? Obstruction of justice doesn't require an oath. If he told an intentional lie to the special prosecutor, to the grand jury, there is still time to indict a sitting vice president of the United States. It's all coming around to Cheney. The wagons are circling, and frankly, the administration seems at a loss. Without the two people in charge, Cheney and Rove, without them able to do their job, George Bush is doing things like appointing Harriet Myers, his staff secretary and White House counsel, to be on the Supreme Court. In fact, many Republicans are saying, you know, if Karl Rove was there, this wouldn't have happened. But today, since I don't have the indictments to discuss, I think it's important to focus on exactly what the administration said when they said it and their lies. Because when the lies were said back in September of 2003, not too many people noticed the categorical denials of the White House that Rove or Scooter Libby were involved in any way. It really wasn't that big of a news story, except that they just denied it all. Well, now that you know the truth, now that you know that Cheney had the confidential information that he got from CIA Director George Tenet, that he had it on Air Force One, now that you know that he shared the information with his chief of staff, Scooter Libby, precisely to do a smear campaign to try to take Joe Wilson down, now that you know that Karl Rove was personally involved in this smear campaign, as he was involved in practically every smear campaign of the Bush administration, and now that you know that Rove and Libby talked to each other about this, I think it's important to go back in time, because we're going to go back to the first big press conference on this matter. It took place September 29, 2003. My source, the White House's own website. If you go to my blog at www.radioinsidescoop.com and click on Read the Entire Transcript here, you can follow along the bouncing ball, as it were, as we play Scott McClellan's denials at that time. And listen closely as he denies any involvement by Rove, by Libby, by Cheney, and let's be clear when he says he's speaking on behalf of the White House. It's important to know when your government's lying to you, and now that you know the truth in the matter, I think it's important for us to go back in time and to revisit the administration's lies. If you want to call in and discuss this, you're always welcome to do that. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. But mostly, I think, if you'll just follow along, we're going to start with a question by veteran reporter Helen Thomas, who the administration detests so much because she's so concerned in getting at the truth that she later was not allowed to ask the first question, as she does in this press conference. So listen along. We're going back in time, back before the administration knew that we knew they were lying. We'll be right back with Scott McClellan's press conference, September 29th, 2003, when we come back.
Born with a rare birth defect, Elena had little chance of ever walking until her family found help and hope at a Shriners hospital. Today, Elena is an unstoppable six-year-old. Shriners combine expert orthopedic spinal cord and burn medical care with world-class research and teaching programs, and there's never a charge. There's a Shriners hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, one of the best shows television ever offered. Now you can travel again with Marlon Perkins to the farthest reaches of the globe and study wild animals in their natural habitats. The Emmy Award-winning Wild Kingdom, now available on DVD. Order online at RetroTelevision.com and get 20 full-length episodes for $29.99. You'll see gorillas, elephants, giraffes, zebras, hippos, and more. Also memorable, three episodes featuring legendary primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. 20 episodes of Wild Kingdom on DVD for $29.99. Go to RetroTelevision.com, or if you forget, log on to www.TalkStarRadio.com and check out our video store. Save $10 on Wild Kingdom now at RetroTelevision.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, oh! There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We now know who is the traitor of Traitorgate. That traitor, the man who decided that it was more important to take down an opponent of the administration who dared to tell the truth to the American people that Iraq really didn't have nuclear weapons. It was more important to take him down even if you had to disclose that his wife was a CIA agent, even if you had to do what George Bush Sr. has called treason. What do we know about Vice President Cheney? Well, we know that in September 2003, he said, "I don't know Joe Wilson. I have no idea who hired him. I don't know who sent Joe Wilson." By the way, these are direct quotes. "I don't know who sent Joe Wilson. He never submitted a report that I ever saw when I came back." False, 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 and false. We now know that Dick Cheney not only knew who Joe Wilson was, but he in fact ordered the report to the CIA that came back from Joe Wilson to show that, you know what, Saddam Hussein wasn't that dangerous. And we know that he talked precisely with his advisor, his chief of staff, Scooter Libby, about this, and that's how Libby first heard about Valerie Plame Wilson. We also know that Libby didn't tell investigators that. No, he lied to investigators and told them he heard it from reporters. That's why I think, at least, the very least, an indictment of Scooter Libby is coming very, very soon. But I also think it's important to go back and see what the White House said back in September of 2003, because some may suggest that they never lied to us. Well, I want you to hear Scott McClellan talking, and by the way, this is from the White House press site. It isn't even from C-SPAN. And you can follow along by clicking on the internet at radioinsidescoop.com. Listen as Scott McClellan confronts the very first questions of Traitorgate.
Has the president tried to find out who outed the CIA agent, and has he fired anyone in the White House yet?
Well, Helen, that's assuming a lot of things. First of all, that is not the way this White House operates. The president expects everyone in his administration to adhere to the highest standards of conduct. No one would be authorized to do such a thing. Secondly, I've seen the anonymous media reports. If I could find out who anonymous was, it would make my life a whole lot easier. But we've made it very clear that anyone who has information relating to this should report that information to the Department of Justice.
Came from the White House?
I'm sorry?
Doubt?
Well, there's been no information that has been brought to our attention beyond what we've seen in the media reports to suggest White House involvement.
Bill? Move aggressively to see if such transgression has occurred in the White House. Will he ask top White House officials to sign statements saying that they...
Let me stop the tape for just a second, and let me repeat what it is that Scott McClellan has just said. He said, there's no information that's been brought to our attention to suggest White House involvement. Huh. Did Scott McClellan know? Or, probably, was he lied to by Vice President Cheney and President Bush? Let's listen on to more September 2003.
Did not give the information.
Bill, if someone leaked classified information of this nature, the appropriate agency to look into it would be the Department of Justice. So the Department of Justice is the one that would look into matters like this.
Won't take a proactive
role. Do you have any specific information to bring to my attention suggesting White House involvement?
Now, that's the first time Scott McClellan asks, do you have information? What do you know? What do you know about what we've done? Please tell me what you know about what we've done so I know what to say. Listen to how many times he asked the media, what do you know? What do you know about what we've done? Before he answers the question. That's the first. I'm going to keep count. And you can keep count here at home. Let's continue.
I haven't seen any.
know whether someone had leaked information of this kind?
The president has been, I spoke for him earlier today, the president believes leaking classified information is a very serious matter, and it should be pursued to the fullest extent by the appropriate agency, and the appropriate agency is the Department of Justice.
Why wouldn't we proactively do that? Ask people on the staff to say that they had not leaked anything.
Do you have specific information to suggest White House involvement? I saw a media
number two
that said senior administration officials. That's an anonymous source that could include a lot of people. I've seen a lot of senior administration officials in media stories.
The White House?
Scott, when you say that it should be pursued by the Justice Department, Justice has not said whether it actually is conducting an investigation. Does the President want the Justice Department to investigate this matter?
If someone leaked classified information of the nature that has been reported, absolutely the President would want it to be looked into, and the Justice Department would be the appropriate agency to do so.
They are doing that?
That's a question you need to ask the Department of Justice. My understanding is that if something like this happened and it was referred to the Department of Justice, then the Department of Justice would look to see whether or not there's enough information to pursue it further. But those are questions you need to ask the Department of Justice.
When we come back, we're going to move on to the question of Karl Rove. Does the president know whether Karl Rove has any involvement? We know now he was involved, but in a few moments when we come back, we're going to hear what Scott McClellan said about it just 2 years ago. We'll be right back with that right after this.
There are a lot of people out there making claims of miracle cures for this or that, but they're usually anonymous. Margie Garrison.
Covert agent for the CIA. I've seen media reports to...
had information he should not have had, that he was not off. It did happen.
Would look to see whether or not there's enough information to pursue it further. But those are questions you need to ask the Department of Justice.
Have time here, but to learn the secret Margie learned, get to a computer and log on to healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
By now you know about Tradergate. I've done probably a dozen stories on it. And by now you know that, yes, Karl Rove, the most powerful man in the White House, along with Dick Cheney, Vice President Dick Cheney, that they were personally involved. You know that Rove and Chief of Staff Scooter Libby for Dick Cheney were personally involved. You know that they lied to investigators about it. You know now that Vice President Cheney was involved in this matter from the very beginning. But that's not what the administration told us. And therefore, I'm taking you back on a little history tour, back 2 years ago, to September of 2003, when Scott McClellan, on behalf of the White House, was denying White House involvement. Reporters pressed him to understand exactly what Rove's role was, what Libby's role was, what the president knew and when he knew it, and all Scott could offer was categorical denials. Listen to those denials. They're very interesting because the administration is being very quiet about this today.
Something like this did happen, right? Bob Novak had information he should not have had, that he was not authorized to have.
So sorry, all I can tell you is what I've seen in the media reports, and I've seen different statements in the media reports from the CIA hasn't confirmed or denied that this was a covert agent for the CIA. I've seen media reports to suggest that it was referred to the Department of Justice, and that and comments the Department of Justice would look into it. But
doesn't know whether or not this classified information was divulged, and he is only getting his information by reading the media.
I'm sorry.
He does not know whether or not the classified information was divulged here, and he's only.
No, we don't know. We don't have any information that's been brought to our attention beyond what we've seen in the media reports.
Got that? We don't have any information that's been brought to our attention beyond what we've seen in media reports. Let's listen to some more.
Morning, quote, the president knows that Karl Rove was.
This brought to our attention beyond what we've seen in the media reports.
He said this morning, quote, the president knows that Karl Rove wasn't involved. How does he know that?
Bob made it very clear that it was a ridiculous suggestion in the first place. I saw some comments this morning from the person who made that suggestion backing away from that, and I said it is simply not true. So, I mean, it's public knowledge. I've said that it's not true. And I have spoken with Karl Rove. I'm not going to get into conversations that the president has with advisors or staff or anything of that nature. That's not my practice.
The president has a factual basis for knowing.
Well, I said it publicly. I said that. So
the president has a factual basis for saying, for your statement that he knows.
He's aware of what I've said, that there's simply no truth to that suggestion. And I have spoken with Karl about it.
Now, did you get that? Did you get that? I mean, he called it a ridiculous suggestion. He said it's simply not true. He says, again, it's not true. He said he's spoken with Karl Rove. He's personally about it, and Karl Rove has denied it. So we know that Karl Rove lied to Scott McClellan, knowing it would become public, knowing there was an investigation. Very, very interesting. I want to replay just a little bit of that again, and then they're going to move on to Scooter Libby.
Vice President's Chief of Staff, Louis Libby.
Do you have any specific information to bring my attention? Like I said, there has been nothing that's been brought to our attention. You asked me earlier if we were looking into it. There's nothing that's brought to our attention beyond the media reports. But if someone did something like this, it needs to be looked at by the Department of Justice. They're the appropriate agency charged with looking into matters like this. And so they're the ones that should do that.
They're telling reporters that they're looking at it. Haven't they told you that they're looking at it?
There you have it. We've seen the media reports. There's been no request made of us at this time.
It gets to the question, if you know, the president knows that Karl Rove was not involved, then maybe you can tell us more about what the president specifically is doing to get to the bottom of this, or what has he ordered to be done within the White House to get to the bottom of
it. The president wants anyone who has information relating to this, to report that information to the appropriate agency, the Department of Justice. That's what the president wants, and I've been very clear about that. If I could get anonymous to fess up, that would make my life a whole lot easier. But there's been nothing, there's been absolutely, yeah, I'm answering that.
Is he convinced that no one in the White House was involved with this?
There's been absolutely nothing brought to our attention to suggest any White House involvement.
Got that? Is he absolutely convinced that no one at the White House was involved with this? Scott McClellan, there's absolutely nothing brought to our attention to suggest any White House involvement. He's talked to Karl Rove. He's talked to Scooter Libby. Nothing whatsoever. And believe it or not, folks, the denials get worse. They actually get worse. He goes on and on and on, and we're going to play more of it for you when we come back. If you want to call in, by the way, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We're doing this trip down memory lane because, well, you know, I was hoping for indictments today and I didn't get them. But I think it's important to know exactly what the president said and when he said it. So as we go into commercial break, let's play just a little bit more of Scott McClellan.
Administration official or senior administration officials. But I haven't seen anything before that. That's why it's appropriate for the Department of Justice, if something like this happened, to look into it.
Media reports are wrong as far as the White House is concerned.
Well, we have nothing beyond those media reports to suggest there was White House involvement.
And so
there's been no specific information brought to my attention to suggest. No, he's making it clear that this is a serious, through his spokesman, me, that this is a serious matter.
We'll be right back with Scott McClellan's denials of what we now know to be true right after these messages.
This is Newsbreak. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff is asking Floridians to be patient in the wake of Hurricane Wilma. He says he's well aware of the problems in the relief effort, but he says all of the aid and assistance that the federal government has will be used. Wilma killed 10 people when it stormed across Florida Monday morning. The mayor of New Orleans says the Big Easy is broke in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. Ray Nagin says the only money the city has is a line of credit at a bank. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 33 points at 10,345. NASDAQ lost 9 points to...
Well, again, Ed, do you have specific information to bring to our attention? But are we supposed to chase down... Well, let me finish. Are we supposed to chase down every anonymous report in the newspaper? We'd spend all our time doing that. I think you need...
Even look into this.
Wait a second. I made it very clear that if something like this happened, the president believes the Department of Justice and pursue it to the fullest extent. Leaking classified information, particularly of this nature, is a very serious matter.
Do you see any need to appoint a special counsel for this case, as some Democrats are demanding?
At this point, I think the Department of Justice would be.
You would say to the Attorney General, whose responsibility it is to determine whether a special or outside counsel is necessary, that you believe it is not necessary at this point.
There are a lot of. It would be a justice to that.
Basis an investigation going forward.
Well, again, keep in mind what I said earlier, that not it warrants.
As opposed to almost an ethical.
Dan, I mean, think about what you're asking. Do you have specific information to bring to our attention that suggests that's what I understand the process is on something like this?
The airlines give us huge discounts, which we then pass on to you.
I bet
you could use a vacation right about now. Priceline. Save like nowhere else.
Airline and flight times shown only.
I'm Terry Graydon with our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
Moderate alcohol consumption has been linked to a lower risk of heart disease. But a new international analysis of 53 studies covering 150,000 women shows that just one glass of wine or beer a day may increase the risk of breast cancer. Drinking more alcohol boosts the danger even higher. Researchers have noted this association for years and have been investigating the connection. One possible explanation is that alcohol increases the level of estrogen circulating in the bloodstream and eventually in the breast. High amounts of estrogen have been linked to a higher incidence of breast cancer.
Douching during pregnancy is not a good idea. A new study in the journal Epidemiology suggests that women who follow this practice increase their risk of delivering too early. This is Joe Graydon and the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
It is now known that Vice President Cheney is, in effect, the traitor of Traitorgate. He's the person who set into motion what later led to the outing of a CIA agent and obstruction of justice and perjury and a lot of things that I fully expect the special prosecutor, Peter Fitzgerald, to indict at least Karl Rove and Chief of Staff for Dick Cheney, Scooter Libby, about. But what we're doing, I think, is important. What we're doing is showing that this is not an administration that tried to get to the bottom of this. This is an administration that purposely lied to the American public. Remember, the Republicans, who were so upset that Bill Clinton led people in the wrong direction about his sex life, lied, some would say, when he said, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman," even though he was carefully parsing his words. We now know that Dick Cheney did exactly the same thing. Indeed, he did it big time. He said, "I don't know Wilson. I've never met him. I don't know who hired him." He did know. He knew exactly who he was. He already was telling his chief of staff, Scooter Libby, all about his wife as a CIA operative. Go, Peter Fitzgerald, go. So what we're doing is we're going back in time. We're going back 2 years ago to one of the first main press conferences where reporters went after Press Secretary Scott McClellan to find out exactly who in the White House knew, what they knew, and when they knew it. Let's go back to September 2003.
So, what do you say to people out there who are watching this perhaps and saying, you know, I voted for George Bush because he promised to change the way things work in Washington, and yet his spokesman is saying that there's no internal even questioning of whether or not people were involved in this, and he's just letting that be handled at the Justice Department and letting it be more of a criminal investigation as opposed to almost an ethical.
Dana, I'm thinking about what you're asking. Do you have specific information to bring to our attention that suggests White House involvement? There are anonymous reports all the time in the media. The president has set high standards, the highest of standards, for people in his administration. He's made it very clear to people in his administration that he expects them to adhere to the highest standards of conduct. If anyone in this administration was involved in it, they would no longer be in this administration.
And I just need to repeat that one more time. Let's hear it again. Scott McClellan, what did you say?
I'm in the media. The president has set high standards, the highest of standards, for people in his administration. He's made it very clear to people in his administration that he expects them to adhere to the highest standards of conduct. If anyone in this administration was involved in it, they would no longer be in this administration.
If anyone in this administration was involved in it, they would no longer be in this administration. So what about Karl Rove? I mean, isn't he in the administration? Shouldn't he be taken to task? What does Scott McClellan say about him?
By the Department of Justice.
The president is not even aware whether or not this actually was a CIA operative who was identified. I mean, you're not even saying that that is a given in this matter?
Well, what I just said is what I've seen in the media reports was that the CIA has neither confirmed nor denied that. I don't know, but I understand that. But I'm saying if someone leaked classified information of that nature, then it should be looked into by the Department of Justice. Now you need to ask the Department of Justice what their procedures are and what they would do.
The Department of Justice should look into it. What kind of cooperation would the White House provide? In the past, there have been some concerns about records and that sort of thing.
Of course, we always cooperate with the Department of Justice in matters like this, and you could expect we would in this matter as well.
Not phone records and that sort of thing?
Well, I'm not aware of any requests that have been made. I mean, we can go down a whole list, but as far as I know, at this moment, no requests have been made, and I've checked on that. But, of course, we will always cooperate with the Department of Justice in a matter of this nature.
In terms of your efforts to, and in terms of the issue of whether or not to contact senior administration officials, are you saying it is inappropriate to contact them on behalf of the president, or that it's too difficult?
Contact them in the sense of asking whether or not there was any involvement?
Well, obviously, someone contacted Karl Rove. There was some effort to knock down a specific allegation here. So I'm wondering, why not contact others? Were others contacting the president among the president's senior advisors?
Well, there was a specific allegation leveled, so it has now been since been backed away from, about Karl Rove, and that's why I responded to that question.
And let's not forget how he responded to that question. He said he talked personally to Karl Rove, and Karl Rove said he had no involvement whatsoever. He said he's talked personally to Scooter Libby. No involvement whatsoever. He said anyone involved in this would no longer be in the administration. Obviously, Scott McClellan wasn't told the truth. Now, did Rove and Libby decide on their own to lie to Scott McClellan? Now that we know that Dick Cheney was involved from the very beginning, now that we know that Scooter Libby from the very beginning lied to investigators when asked about his boss's involvement, do you really think they chose to lie to Scott McClellan without their boss's involvement? I've mentioned often here on the Inside Scoop that I used to work in Congress, and when I worked there, let me tell you something. If something important happened, I made sure my boss knew about it, because if I did something important, something that could lead to, my God, criminal indictment, and my boss didn't know about it, I'd be fired the next day. Scooter Libby wasn't fired. Neither was Karl Rove. I guess it's because they were doing exactly what their bosses wanted. We'll return with this trip down memory lane, the Scott McClellan story of September 29, 2003, right after these messages.
Tired of losing in the casinos and being in the hole?
Comes to our attention, that's another matter, but there has not been any information beyond what we've seen in just anonymous media reporting to suggest that there was White House involvement. Well, are we supposed to go through every anonymous source? No, let's make that clear.
All the president has to do is pick up the phone and call a meeting here and find out, and if they all say we didn't do it, he also can call the CIA. What is the big barrier?
The Justice Department's the appropriate agency to look into a matter like this. Of justice, absolutely, you bet, because this is a serious matter.
On pre-war intelligence, has the White House seen this letter from the House?
Let me finish. Let me finish this topic, and I'll promise I'll come back to you. Go ahead, Corbin.
Who claims she cured her own asthma? It's based on a little-known but astounding clinical trial at a major hospital. What would you give to be free of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms, to breathe easily, freely, naturally, in a relaxed way? This drug-free method, proven by clinical trials, is guaranteed or you get your money back, and you have 90 days to decide. Get to a computer now and go to healthstarproducts.com. That's www.healthstarproducts.com. Read about the asthma program, and if it doesn't do what it says it'll do for you, you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Go to healthstarproducts.com.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We are taking a trip down memory lane, watching the press secretary, Scott McClellan, lie to us. Just 1 year ago, we now know that virtually everything he said that day was untrue, specifically about Karl Rove. Let's hear a little bit more.
Go ahead, Corbin.
That the president knows that Karl Rove was not involved, and you specifically have spoken to Karl Rove and gotten those assurances. By those statements, you've implied that the president has not talked to Karl Rove specifically about.
No, I said that. I've already answered this question when Terry asked it earlier, and I said that it's not my habit to get into conversations the president has with staff or with advisors. So that's just not. I'm not going to get into those conversations. I've made it clear that. It simply is not true, and I'm speaking on behalf of the White House when I say that.
I've made it clear that it's simply not true, and I'm speaking on behalf of the White House when I say that. It's hard to make it more clear, but now they're in denials, or in denials of the denials, and it's amazing that the president, who claimed he was going to bring back honesty and integrity after Bill Clinton, who had the audacity to lie to the American people about sex, is lying to the American people about treason. Toll-free number, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Gordon from Michigan, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, Mark. We see how cavalier the administration is with the truth. As long as they think these charges are going to be handled by the Department of Justice and Ashcroft, perhaps the turning point in this case is when this case got taken over by the special prosecutor. When and how did that actually happen?
Well, what happened was originally the Department of Justice was looking into it, and the Democrats made a big deal and said, you know, it's not fair for Ashcroft to investigate himself. And finally, the political pressure got to be too heavy, and they appointed a special prosecutor.
And he's been on the case how long now?
It's been 2 years.
He's been on the case for 2 years now.
Yep.
And so you thought indictments were going to come down either today or tomorrow.
Well,
I think didn't Fitzgerald Gerald go and have a confab with the presiding judge of this grand jury? And isn't there some speculation that he might be wanting some type of an extension?
Yeah, here's the deal. The grand jury ends officially this Friday, October 28th, which is why everyone thought indictments were going to come down this week. But that doesn't mean it can't be extended. All he has to do is go, as you pointed out, Gordon, to the Chief Justice Hogan of D.C. and ask for an extension. And I think he'd have good reason to get an extension. After all, he couldn't pursue his investigation for several months while reporter Judith Miller was in jail. And so it was very hard to gather up all loose ends. And I think just as a lawyer, and I certainly have never been a special prosecutor or even a prosecutor, but judges look and see the circumstances. I mean, lawyers get extensions all the time, and they look and see whether you have a good excuse. And I think the fact that Judith Miller was in jail is a good excuse. Now, not knowing whether he could get an extension, I think he's moving overtime. It was reported in the Washington Post and the New York Times today, in fact, that he was confirming that, in fact, Valerie Plame Wilson was indeed a covert CIA agent. There have been some reports, mostly by Republican apologists, that, oh, everybody knew she worked for the CIA. That was obvious. And it's been reported today that they went, they talked to her friends, they talked to her neighbors. No one knew of her involvement whatsoever. And that's a necessity for the Intelligence Identities Act that may be one of the charges against Rove or Libby for violating the disclosure of a covert CIA agent. Of course, there are other things as well. The obstruction of justice and perjury may turn out to be even bigger crimes than the disclosure of the covert agent.
Now, if Libby goes down,
yep.
Isn't that necessarily gonna go right at Cheney?
It has to.
How can Libby go down without Cheney going down?
It has to, and I would think if I were the special prosecutor, I would offer a plea bargain to Scooter Libby. And I would say, you know, maybe just a few months in jail or maybe even a suspended sentence if you tell the truth about your boss. I mean, that's how they do it with drug kingpins, right? That's how they do it with the mafia. You tell the little person, I got you, and if you finger your boss, then you're going to get much less charges. And we know now from the New York Times article, it'd be interesting to know who leaked that to the New York Times, but from the New York Times article that came out just yesterday, which I've linked to on my website at RadioInsideScoop.com, we know that Libby lied when he said he first heard about this from the press. We suspected he lied before because Tim Russert said that Libby told him, and Libby said he got it from Russert. And we also know that Robert Novak has been, squealing like a jailbird, as they say. Robert Novak did not want to go to jail, and he's been cooperating with the special prosecutor. We now know that Cheney first mentioned the name to Libby. In fact, Libby learned about Valerie Plame Wilson from the very man who claimed publicly he didn't know who Wilson was, he didn't know who hired him. So, yes,
if Cheney knows he's nabbed, don't you think he'll fall on his sword to protect his president?
You know, I don't know. I've thought from the beginning, and I played some of this a couple days ago, my very first show. I thought from the beginning that Cheney was involved in this. I don't know whether Bush was involved in this or not. I mean, George Bush has never been a president of details. He's always let Karl Rove and Dick Cheney mind the store. He likes to dress up in the flight suit, you know, but he's always allowed his advisors, Rove and Cheney, to make all the decisions. I can't tell you whether President Bush was in the loop or not. I don't know. And given the way they've done these things in the past, it's not 100% clear that he was. But clearly Vice President Cheney was in the loop. And frankly, if we take him down, that's big, because Rove and Cheney are the people controlling this White House. It's never been Bush.
And then what happens to this administration? I mean, you talk about a lame duck president. He has no administration. He has no brains.
No.
What the hell is going to happen?
He relies entirely for his domestic policy and his politics on Karl Rove. He relies entirely for his foreign policy on Dick Cheney. And they are the pillars of his administration. I mean, you know, this is a guy who, you know, didn't do too well in school, had a drinking problem, partied a lot, you know, failed at every business he ever did, had his daddy bail him out. It's not quite clear who will be left. I mean, even Condoleezza Rice took orders from Dick Cheney. Even Don Rumsfeld, who I guess would be the most powerful man left in the administration, largely took orders from Dick Cheney. It'll be very interesting if Dick Cheney goes down. Now, There's still a ways to go here. I think you've got to indict the lower-level officials. There's got to be a trial. They're going to try to run out the clock, I'm sure, try to get to the end of the administration before they can get to the vice president. And I'll tell you this, it's very unlikely to have impeachment proceedings unless the Democrats take back at least one House, at least the House or the Senate, because they have to conduct investigations, and there won't be any investigation from a Republican majority. So they may still leak it out, but this is major, major news. And, if Fitzgerald doesn't come up with indictments, I will be sorely disappointed and also quite surprised.
And finally, is McClellan, is he culpable in all of this, or is he just a victim of his position?
I think he was lied to. I mean, when you hear this tape, Gordon, and when you hear him say, I spoke personally to Karl Rove, and he told me personally he wasn't involved in this, do you really think that if Scott McClellan, if Karl Rove said, shh, I did this, don't tell anybody, do you really think he'd say that? See, I don't think so.
I think he's such a small fish that he would be so afraid
that
he would probably resign.
Exactly. I don't think he'd resign. What he'd do is he'd obfuscate. For example, when you ask Scott McClellan now about Tradergate, he says it's an ongoing investigation, I can't talk about it. And they say, Scott McClellan, they said this, I played this back a few weeks ago, they said, Scott McClellan, you lied to us. You lied to us when you said Karl Rove wasn't personally involved, and he said it's an ongoing investigation. He said, you called it ridiculous. This is ridiculous, Scott. You called it not true and ridiculous. Are you saying you didn't tell us the truth? 2 years ago, and Scott McClellan said it's an ongoing investigation. When he knows he's caught in a lie, he doesn't lie. He just says, I'm not going to answer your question. He's evasive. The fact that he was so clear, and he said he spoke personally to these people, and they weren't involved in it, tells me that they lied to Scott McClellan, almost certainly with Dick Cheney's connivance. And whether it goes to Bush or not, all I can say is time will tell.
Okay.
Well, thanks very much for your call.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to play just a little bit more from this very interesting press conference with Scott McClellan. One of the interesting things in it, and it's a bit hard to get some of this because it's downloading from a White House website that's quite busy right now, but it is the role of the vice president, whether the vice president was involved. And we're going to get to that question right after these messages.
Been brought to our attention beyond what we've seen in the media reports. Let me finish and then you can ask a question. I've seen the anonymous media reports, but like I said, we've made it very clear that if the Department of Justice looks into something like this, of course we always cooperate with them in that. Kate?
You keep saying if there was a leak, but Ambassador Joe Wilson has been all over the place on ABC this morning and other media outlets saying himself that his wife was outed, that she was, he has confirmed it, that she was a CIA operative and that her identity has been revealed. So if that's the case, why wouldn't the president be proactive about this and trying to find out where that leak came
from?
Okay,
so if it's a case, it's a particularly serious matter, and it should be looked into by the Department of Justice. But if you have specific questions about who's looking into it and what is happening, talk to the Department of Justice. Talk to the Department of Justice. Well, talk to the Department of Justice, and they'll get you more information.
The White House Counsel's Office issued a request to all personnel to save their emails and phone logs and that kind of thing. That was proactive. Has that been done here?
There has been some information there that we were pursuing to find out more about what contacts there had been. Again, there's been no information brought to our attention beyond what is in the media reports to suggest White House involvement.
So at this point, there has been no request from the Chief of Staff
to find out more about what contacts there had been. Again, there's been no information.
The White House Counsel's Office issued a request to all personnel to save their emails and phone logs and that kind of thing. That was proactive.
To learn more, this public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Now that it is known that Cheney is the traitor of Traitorgate, and I'm not saying, because we don't know it yet, that Dick Cheney purposely outed a CIA agent in order to finger her husband, Joe Wilson, for telling the truth to the American people about Iraq. I'm not saying that yet. We don't know that to be true yet. All I can say is the feds are closing in, and all signs are pointing exactly in that direction. We now know that Scooter Libby lied when he said, oh, he learned about Valerie Plame Wilson from media reports. We know that he learned it from Vice President Cheney. And so it's important to go back 2 years ago in the final minutes we have and to find out what Scott McClellan said about Vice President Cheney just 2 years ago.
Has that been done here?
There has been some information there that we were pursuing to find out more about what contacts there had been. Again, there's been no information brought to our attention beyond what is in the media reports to suggest White House involvement.
So at this point, there has been no request from the Chief of Staff's office, from the President, for White House personnel to save emails, to save phone logs, to recall
account
meetings.
Again, if the Justice Department made a request of us, of course we would always cooperate. It is the appropriate place for the Department of Justice to look into this. I believe we did receive some requests previously on that matter. Yes, Connie?
Do your words also speak for Vice President Cheney, and can you categorically say that he was not involved in this?
Yeah, I've made it clear that there's been nothing, absolutely nothing, brought to our attention to suggest any White House involvement, and that includes the Vice President's office as well. When I'm talking about the White House, I'm talking about the Vice President's office as well. Ken, did you have a question?
Did you catch that? Do I need to repeat it? You know what? I think I do. Let's just play that one more time, folks.
Department made a request of us. Of course, we would always cooperate. It is the appropriate place for the Department of Justice to look into this. I believe we did receive some requests previously on that matter. Yes, Connie?
Do your words also speak for Vice President Cheney, and can you categorically say that he was not involved in this?
Yeah, I've made it clear that there's been nothing, absolutely nothing, brought to our attention to suggest any White House involvement, and that includes the Vice President's office as well. When I'm talking about the White House, I'm talking about the Vice President's office as well. Ken, did you have a question?
Okay, so let's recall what we know. The White House obviously knows what Scott McClellan is saying. If they don't know, they should turn on their TV and watch it. They have thousands of people working for them, including low-level staffers whose job it is to watch and see what Scott McClellan says to see if, oops, he's getting it right or not. So they know he said there was no White House involvement, and they didn't retract it at all. They knew that he was saying this, and they didn't come, they didn't correct the record at a time when they knew that there was an ongoing investigation as to what happened. Is that obstruction of justice? Well, it's kind of hard to say that it isn't. I mean, even President Clinton, at the time he wagged his finger and denied a sexual relationship with Monica Lewinsky, he didn't know this was under investigation. Right? There was no crime committed. I mean, a dalliance, an extramarital affair, isn't a crime. So Clinton didn't know a crime was committed. Yeah, he lied. He lied like most people lie to cover up an extramarital affair. But he did not obstruct an investigation. He did not do what we now know the Vice President has done. And in Watergate, remember, I don't know whether Nixon ordered the burglary or not. He probably didn't. I don't know. But what got him was the cover-up. What got him was the obstruction of justice. And now Vice President Cheney allowed a White House spokesman to go on air publicly to deny any involvement. Scooter Libby went to investigators, told those investigators that he learned about this from reporters when he learned about it from Dick Cheney. Is the Vice President involved in obstruction of justice? Well, all I can say is only...